To the briefing by council, next item on the agenda is item five, City of Hampton, 06-1356. Good morning, Ms. Gallup.
The City of Hampton is requesting authorization to modify their previously authorized permit to include the installation of two 16-foot by 16-foot open-sided shelters on the Buckrow Beach Fishing Pier situated along the Chesapeake Bay in Hampton. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner and nearby property owners. You've seen this before. Project site located along the Chesapeake Bay in the Buckrow neighborhood of Hampton. This is a 2002 aerial before the pier was destroyed by Hurricane Isabel. Aerial view of the new pier being constructed. At the February 26, 2008 meeting, the Commission voted to approve the City of Hampton's request to construct a 16-foot wide by 709-foot long commercial fishing pier with a 70-foot by 20-foot L-head platform. Another of the original application drawings. The City is now requesting to modify their permit to include two 16-foot by 16-foot open-sided shelters. You can see them here. Their application states that these structures are designed to provide pier patrons some protection from the elements without their having to walk the length of the pier to the snack bar and bait shop facility, which is back here on the beach. Side view drawings of the proposed structures for the roof. This is a shot of the pier as it exists today, currently being finishing construction. The application is protested by an adjacent property owner as well as the Chesapeake Landing Homes Association, which is that neighborhood directly next to the pier. The protests focus on the general location of the pier and the proposed shelters. The association is concerned that the shelters will further impact their view and will give the public a false sense of security during storms. While staff is sensitive to these concerns expressed by the Chesapeake Landing residents, the majority of their concerns appear to be related to issues which were considered by the Commission at the February 26 meeting. Additionally, staff does not believe that the proposed shelters will result in additional environmental impacts. As a result, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff is recommending approval of the modification as proposed. Answer any questions or go back any slides if you need to see them.
If I can put the slide up that has the shelters, the plan view with the right there, that's fine. Unless somebody else wants to see something else. Any questions of Elizabeth from members of the commission? Thank you, Ms. Gallup. Is the applicant present or represented? Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning.
State your name for the record.
Good morning, members of the commission. My name is Vanessa Valdejuli. I am a senior deputy city attorney for the City of Hampton. I represent the city in this matter. With me today to answer any questions that you may have is Jim Wilson, the director of Parks and Recreation. This is the city department that will be operating this public recreational facility. The plan speaks for itself. These are open-sided shelters. The aerial that you saw earlier, which was the shelter that existed prior to Hurricane Isabel, was a fully enclosed shelter. So this will be open, so there should be no visual disruption to any adjacent property owner. This is simply an amenity to help the patrons of the pier escape from the elements if necessary, or to shelter from extreme sunlight or heat. The city, as you know, was issued a permit in February, and the city would like to clarify for the record some of the allegations that have been made in the letters of protest that were filed with the commission. The two lawsuits that were filed by Chesapeake Landing Homeowners Association, which has been referred to in the letters of protest, and that the pier has continued construction despite those legal actions, were dismissed by the circuit court, and I would like to submit for the record the two circuit court orders that were entered and signed by legal counsel for Chesapeake Landing. So those lawsuits are no longer an issue here. The lawsuit filed by Chesapeake Landing Homeowners Association alleging a violation of riparian rights has proceeded, has been heard by the courts, and the judge has now asked for briefs on the matter. We'd like to specifically address the allegation in the letter of protest that the pier permit was issued on a, quote, false pretenses by the city attorney's office. When the city attorney appeared before you in February, we did state that the city would address the issue of the city ordinance, which existed before Chesapeake Landings was built. The city attorney's office immediately met with the city manager and the mayor and drafted an amendment to the ordinance. I'd like to submit for the record the ordinance amendment that was drafted. The item was placed on the March 12th agenda. I have for the record the agenda that was published in the newspapers and on the city's internet site. Immediately, members of Chesapeake Landing Homeowners Association waged a campaign by emails and phone calls to council members and members of the press, stating that the city was violating public safety and that the only reason the city was doing this was to thwart the lawsuit that had been filed. In fact, that campaign made it to the daily press, and in one of the articles, the headline reads, "City officials may be able to defuse a lawsuit against Hampton over the proposed Buck Row Pier by allowing boaters and jet skiers to drive closer to the pier than city code now allows." This was the city's attempt to try to address the concerns of Chesapeake Landings. And what we got was emails, phone calls, and two articles in the daily press.
Ms. Baldagiuli, I sense the concern on the city of Hampton at this juncture pertaining to this. And normally, I give great latitude as far as what comes before the commission and setting the table for what is actually before the commission. But I think at this juncture, what we have before us is a consideration of the shelters. And if we can get to that.
I will get to it very briefly. We just wanted to clarify the record because we did not want this decision or any decision by the VMRC to be tainted by any concern that the city attorney's office in any way misrepresented anything to the commission.
I can assure you if I'd had that concern, staff would have briefed us in this briefing. This, to me, is that What you're describing to me, and I don't know how the other commission members feel, but at this point, that's out here somewhere.
And that's what we would like to conclude with. The matter was taken off the agenda, letting the courts decide. The only thing before you today are these two open-sided gazebos, and we would respectfully request on behalf of the City of Hampton that you grant the request.
Thank you so very much. It's good to see you as always. Is there anyone else here in support of this project? Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? Come forward, sir. Good morning.
Hi. My name is Tom.
Raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name, please.
I'm Tom McDermott. I live at number 3 Thimble Shoals Court in the city of Hampton. Our neighborhood, I live in Chesapeake Landing. We have been adamantly opposed to the project, not because of the project itself. I grew up fishing on that fishing pier. We've supported the fishing pier since I was a child. We simply ask that it be moved about 50 feet away. To clarify Ms. Valdejuli's representation, and I'm going to be very brief, in February, I think every one of you remembers that she did state that they, being a city, would look out for our riparian rights. That was as you were voting on the permit. Less than a week or so later, that was taken off the table. I can stand here and honestly say I don't know of one person in my neighborhood that started a campaign of any sort or even contacted the city, and I could be incorrect, but I didn't myself, and I don't know of any of my neighbors that did. Less than a week and a half after you all made a decision based on them looking out for our riparian rights, they voted not to. So that got our angst up a little bit. And regarding the two lawsuits, we dismissed one ourselves, I believe, and the other one was dismissed because it was signed by one of our property owners rather than an attorney, so it wasn't dismissed on merit. With regard to the shelters, these are not water activity dependent These are not water-dependent activities, rather. The structure encourages people to stay out, as Ms. Valdejuli said, in inclement weather. I, having been in and around the golf course business for many, many years, operating some of the more prestigious golf courses in the state, have learned that most all golf courses have stopped building shelters of this type because it encourages people to stay out, and there's a liability issue. I think you'll find that if any play golf, you look at any golf courses, you don't see rain shelters anymore because it encourages people to stay out there when it's lightning. And having grown up on that fishing pier, I was stupid enough to stay out there many days with my friends when it was thunder and lightning. And, you know, it's just a bad thing, and there is a liability issue. This is not back in 1950 or 30 when this pier was built. If you look at piers like the James River Fishing Pier, there's no shelters out there, and people are able to fish without any problem whatsoever. That's a big fishing pier. This is a little tiny fishing pier that's a five-iron shot, basically, if you play golf. It's 709 feet from start to finish. This is not like something that's, you know, asking somebody to truck a mile away. I know property owners on both the north and south side of this oppose this, and we'd ask for your consideration because it's just not a structure that needs to be there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. 2 minutes to rebut, Ms. Valdejuli, if you care. It matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Fox.
May I ask Ms. Valdejuli a question?
You sure may. Please come forward, ma'am.
Last February, there was an issue of somebody trying to launch his boat off the beach, and he was going to be in violation of this code. It seems to me that this addresses that issue.
It had the amendment was designed to address that issue, although...
And what happened to that? I'm sorry, I missed...
What happened was the city council removed it from the agenda and decided that we would let the courts decide if there were the issue on the riparian rights. And this was as a result of the email and phone call campaign that was launched by Chesapeake Landing Homeowners Association against the amendment that we drafted in response to your questions.
Council has a question. Mr. Josephson.
The riparian lawsuit, is that currently active?
It is active. It's in brief right now. Of course, it is not the pier itself that is in issue in the location. It is the code section 7-31. And we will abide by the court's orders.
Mr. Josephson.
Just one more thing. The permit has been issued for the pier, its location, and what you're considering today, as you're aware, is simply the additional structures.
I am.
And it's much too late for anybody even challenging the location of the pier.
Right. I understand.
Further comment? Mr. Tankard.
I also had a question for the attorney from Hampton.
Ms. Valdejuli.
Yes, sir.
As you mentioned, you were before us in February of the same year. What possessed you or the town to change its mind in the structure, the pier, et cetera, that we see here now?
You mean to add the gazebo?
Yes.
The original pier had a covered structure that was enclosed on both sides, and I believe that the engineers said that, you know, obviously that was not going to be preferable. It would have been preferable to have two separate structures that were located at different points in the pier to aid the fishermen, whether it was from heat or drizzling, whatever. Obviously, the city is going to operate the pier within public safety concerns, and Mr. Wilson is here to address any questions that you may have about that.
Let me add to that question. So what pier that we approved was did have some shelters on it?
At that point, no, sir. When we were told that those original covered shelters had never. I don't think they were actually. They were built prior to the VMRC ever getting involved with.
What we approved had no shelters.
That's correct.
No shelters except the big one, which is on the beach.
That's correct. For the snack shop, okay. The bait shop. Yes, sir.
So this is not Mr. a modification,
Fox.
It's an addition.
Correct.
Yeah.
Further questions? Matters before the commission. Mr. Schick.
I've always had a longstanding opinion that these gazebos aren't water-dependent use, and they shouldn't be allowed, but the state legislature has suggested that in some form that they should be allowed, and according to their wishes and what we've been approving, I understand the concerns of the folks that oppose this, but I think that this is well within what we have been approving, although this is a public facility, so it is a little larger, and I move to take staff's suggestions and move to approve.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? I concur with what the sentiments you've basically made, Mr. Schick. There's no doubt there's some angst in the neighborhood about this specific development, and this is just another, lack of a better way of saying it, just another issue that's come up that's provided an opportunity to, right, wrong, or indifferent, vent the frustration that some have. But I don't think there's any doubt that in this decision, the commissioner has considered the public, private benefits of the proposed project, and the benefits outweigh any detriment that may be construed. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the